To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
All right, let's get to the magic hat.
It's the magic hat.
Yeah, baby! That's what I've been waiting for!
Bring it on. It's basically a bunch of topics, and we have no idea where the sports gods want us to go.
Okay.
Until Swag pulls it out of his magic hat.
Hocus pocus, where are you?
Something. Now you see me, now you don't.
It's magic.
It's simply what it is. It's magic. We don't know what's going to come out of this hat.
Where is that rabbit?
Abracadabra, MFers. Let's do the magic hat.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
All right, let's do it. Final hour. Magic hat time. Happy Thursday, everybody. Jeff Russin here with a delightful conversation, defending himself and his tree honor.
He kind of proved my point, though.
He tried to say you were wrong, but in the end, you were right. He doesn't cut down his own tree. He just goes to a tree farm to buy a pre-cut tree.
Which
I would question, why are you going to a tree farm then?
I guess you support the local farm, so that's good. But that was all my point was, you go to a parking lot and grab a tree because you're not cutting a tree because your pants fall down half the time. And he came in here offended, and he's like, yeah,
his pants up the entire time he's yelling. Hey, he kept poising them up.
Like Chris Farley in the motivational speaking montage, like
Matt Foley. By the river. Giving you one of those when he's in your mouth.
Pulling his pants up to make a point. Like, let me tell you what, I go to a furlough farm every year. And I'm like, yeah, but when they offer to cut it down for you, cut it. They cut it for you, don't they? And he goes, no, we grab the already cut ones. Yeah, that was my whole point.
Come on, Russ, you're defeating the purpose. All right, magic hat time. What do we got today?
Page boo or page don't?
You have no idea this story exists.
No
clue.
That's
why we do the magic hat. Look, you guys are not interested, and that's okay, in WNBA draft lottery conversation. Okay?
Is there going to be a draft?
Yeah, I think they'll get a deal done.
Okay.
So the lottery happens. The Dallas Wings win the draft lottery yet again. They won it last year. Who did they draft?
They've won back-to-back.
Well, they were the worst team in the WNBA this year.
Yeah.
They were bad. Who did they draft, Swag?
Page Beckers.
Thank you very much. They've won the draft lottery again with one of the best players in the sport, right? Well, you think you want to add good talent to that, and maybe they will. Do you know who currently the number four prospect in the WNBA draft right now would beat her?
I have no idea.
I know you don't, so I'll tell you.
Thank you.
Azzy Fudd.
AZ Fudd.
Thank you.
AZ Fudd.
Do you know who AZ Fudd is?
Never heard of her.
UConn.
Cool. She plays at UConn.
Okay, pretty
good.
You know
who's sleeping with each other? AZ Fudd and Paige Beckers. And now people are wondering, are we picking the best player or are we picking the girlfriend?
Now, I will trust your scouting eye on this as a noted local women's basketball coach.
Yes.
Award-winning local women's basketball coach.
No, we didn't win an award.
Is she deserving of a top five pick?
She's the number four prospect in the draft.
So it's not just like
she's good.
Like that's who you took? What the hell?
She'll flip on a UConn game.
Where are we at in terms of the relationship? Early dating stages?
No,
have they been together for a long time?
Many speculate they dated two seasons ago in her final year at UConn when they won the title, but they kept it on the low.
They didn't want it to be publicized.
And then they started showing up at events together, and then eventually they just became public with it. She signs autographs
That's
now
great.
Because people recognize her from dating Paige.
How about that? Yeah, that would be my only concern is if things go sideways.
Right.
What does that do for the locker room dynamics?
Well, lucky for you, I know this. It's happened in the WNBA, and they have to trade.
Just got to get rid of them. Yeah.
Why don't you cross that line, man?
What pick did we get?
We're like fifth or sixth.
Okay.
Because we're an expansion.
Is that
team.
Where we were supposed to be?
Yeah.
Because we didn't have a chance at the number one pick.
No,
right?
You're slotted in, I think,
somewhere
five,
three
six,
seven, or
so
whatever.
The first four or five. Yeah. But
sixth? Okay.
The big thing is
we had a coin flip with Toronto.
What do the mocks say for us at six? Who are we getting?
I haven't looked at the mocks. My own point was I knew she was the four prospect, and I knew they were dating, and there's a report that she's going to tell them to draft her. And I just.
I mean, from an entertainment standpoint, I really hope that happens. That'd be fun.
What if they
legit get married? What if they like, that's cool.
They have good chemistry. They won a title together.
I just pulled up an ESPN mock.
Yeah.
This says we have the seventh pick.
Seventh, thank you. So we lost
and
the coin flip.
We are taking a small forward from Ole Miss, Cody McMahon.
Okay.
16 points per game, career high last year.
All right.
Average 17.5 for the Rebels.
Now let's look down the road here in the future. We are in Portland, Oregon, USA, as Kevin Calabro would say.
Yes.
We've got the first open player in the NBA. And then we win the lottery. And he's dating a college prospect. Where are we at on this with the Blazers?
And we're talking like bona fide superstar, like legitimate number one MVP candidate kind of player?
He's
then when I'm doing whatever the hell he wants.
Okay. All right. Paige Boo.
Thanasis on my team? Go ahead. You want Giannis and Thanasis? We'll take Thanasis.
Dude, bring all
Does
the
Thanasis have a cousin? Does he have an uncle? Does he have an aunt? I'll put all of them on the team. I don't
the
care.
The compos.
All of the families on the team.
We're learning Greek, buddy.
Yes.
That's right.
Opa!
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 It's always Halloween in Philly. Did you guys see this from last week?
No.
I think I did. This is terrible.
It has not been a great season for Eagles offensive coordinator Kevin Petullo.
Yeah. Might be a one and done.
And Black Friday did not go well as they got housed by the Chicago Bears. Now, the defensive coordinator probably deserved this for this game more. But early Saturday morning, Morristown Police Department was called as Eagles fans were egging the house of Kevin Petullo.
Damn, dude. What are we doing?
It just means more, man.
I mean, that is the SEC of the NFL, for sure.
If Cronin doesn't get Giannis, can we go egg his house, throw a little TP over there?
No.
Let's have a little Philly in our DNA.
Let's be an
adult. I don't want to be an adult.
Now, I don't know if the video has showed if they were younger types or...
I imagine there's security cameras. He's got to have a nice house.
Yeah, there was video surface, social media. There was some thought they were throwing rocks, but the police know it was egg.
This is 19 to 27-year-olds.
Without a doubt,
that's the age range.
Still far too old to be
egging finding
another
out the guy's 42.
Person's house.
We did have a guy in Auburn, Alabama, poison a bunch of trees and then call into a radio show and admit it. And that guy was like 50. So I don't know about Philly. I think they're pretty similar.
Is there anything
he's like
that
an insurance
can
adjuster? This is what he does on his weekends. Puts on a ski mask and throws eggs.
Would you
at the
ever
OC
be
south?
So frustrated or mad at another individual at this point in your life?
No.
You would go egg their house.
I internalize my anger, which isn't a good healthy thing. But I would never go egg somebody's house.
And if Dan Lanning took the Alabama job because DeBoer got fired,
I'd be pissed. But I'm not driving to Eugene to egg his house. I didn't do it for Mario. I didn't do it for Willie. I didn't do it for Chip.
This one feels a little different.
I mean, he's the guy. I know that, but no. No, I'm not driving to Eugene to egg his house.
I think you've told yourself on your third marriage since I've met you that this is truly the one.
This is the one.
This
I found
is
real
the soulmate.
Love. I found real love. This is going to end well for me.
She cheats on you with Alabama. Oh,
all
man.
We're doing is winning championships and making babies, baby.
All right. Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Oh, hey, that's me. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Now, I could have pulled some audio with this, but I didn't want to because I knew the Magic Cat's always a little truncated. But I didn't want to point out on a couple of different notes. So first off, Lane Kiffin has turned into a giant douchebag for me, and the way he's handled all this is ridiculous. By the way, it turns out Juice Kiffin is going with him now, so that story wasn't real.
So is that part of the buyout?
I don't know, but Juice Kiffin tweeted out a picture of the tiger and said, "I can't wait to meet my cousin," or something like that, and everybody's like, "Wait, what? I thought you were an Ole Miss dog." I don't know anymore.
Okay.
Anywhoosies. Keith Carter, the athletic director at Ole Miss, did his first interview on this and essentially said everything that Lane Kiffin talked about was a blatant lie.
Indeed he
did. He's known for weeks on and that he wasn't going to be able to coach in the playoff. None of what he said was real. The players have come out, by the way, and adamantly refuted everything that he said. The worst part about all of this is that Lane Kiffin, and I remember asking this, we played the audio, what was it, Tuesday, whatever day it was? We played the audio. Lane Kiffin alleged that as he was driving to the airport, there was a car that tried to run him off the road. He said, cars were trying to run me off the road. You know how scary that is for me and my family? He said, I had to call a police officer that I knew would be friendly to me to help me get to the airport. The Mississippi Department of Public Safety or whatever their authority is down there essentially had to release a statement saying that there has been zero word of any sort of automobile incident. Jeez. There was a media member that was riding semi close to him, following him, trying to get pictures and hits that, and said, we watched the entire drive. None of that is true. So he showed up in Baton Rouge, not only lied about what he was telling his team, what his team said to him about the players wanting him to still coach, all of that was false. He lied about driving to the airport and cars trying to run him off the road. Probably because one guy drove next to him and saw him and flipped him off. Jeez, and then that turned into his head to a blatant lie that they were ramming into my car and trying to get me off the highway.
Yeah, and I mean, all of this is just to be likable.
It's all it is.
And like, I mean, I understand it.
You
want to
be likable, go win games and win an Addy.
Well, sure.
You were likable at Ole Miss. You were a hero.
But you also have to be honest with yourself. And like, you saying you tried to coach Ole Miss in the playoff, you're not building sympathy for me for that.
No.
You still abandon them. And look, everybody's come out, and I feel like we all kind of have the same opinion when we're talking about this topic of like, I get it. You want to go to LSU, it's LSU. But my whole thing is just like, you cannot be the leader of men, the highest paid state employee, and preach about loyalty and commitment. How many team meetings did that dude shove down their throats of for the next man and do it for your teammate and then just leave at this point?
Right.
Like, yeah, I get the window sucks. The calendar's bad.
It's not perfect.
It's such a bad look on you as a person and a leader to do that. And I was all in on him. I admit he got me. He turned me around. And it wasn't that I believed everything he said. These guys usually are big liars anyway. It's more just like, I hope he fails worse than Brian Kelly.
We didn't talk about it either. Of the turnaround. Did you see the reporter that he confronted after the Egg Bowl? Did you see that story?
Was that the, you want to go inside and settle this guy?
So there's a podcaster down there who's covered the team. He's like 40 years old. He's been around Ole Miss, went to Ole Miss for a long time. He's a fan of the program. One of those guys.
He's a media fan.
Fan, right? And he did a podcast. And on his podcast, this is before the Egg Bowl, he had the line where you can't trust Lane Kiffin. You know why? Because you can't turn a hoe into a housewife. And Lane Kiffin got word of this.
Yes.
And after the Egg Bowl, saw him on the field and was like, "Ho, housewife, you want to say that to my face? You want to come in here and say it?" And everybody made fun of the guy because he was like, didn't really respond.
Right.
Which in that, what are you going to do? Punch Lane Kiffin in the face? Like, what do you want him to do? Fight the head coach at Ole Miss? Like, get out of here with this. Well, you coward. There's nothing you really can say in that moment. And then he went in and actually asked questions in the press conference. He was like, well, I wasn't calling you a hoe. I was just saying that's been your tendency in your career to bounce around and you haven't really stayed loyal, even though you've said you've been loyal.
You are calling him a hoe.
Right? Though. Yeah, I get it. We're paraphrasing here.
Right.
And then he ended up leaving the couple days later. And that guy went from being vilified by everybody at Ole Miss to now being like a hero propped up of like, yeah, you were the one that called him a hoe before he left.
You guys subscribe to that, by the way? I think I've seen people that have gone from hoe to housewife.
I think it exists. They're out there.
Yeah.
There's a few of them.
It's just the bad ones, I think, are the stories you hear about.
Like Lane Kiffin. Let's get to the rest of the Magic Hat next on The Fam.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Now you see me, now you don't.
It's magic.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
Oh, ho, ho, it's magic.
All right, welcome back in. 9:20 on your Thursday morning. Joe Fish in here, peacocking about his Cowboys on Thursday Night Football, feeling all good. Okay. Let's get to the rest of the hat. What do we got?
All right, next up here. That looked amazing.
Yeah, did you guys see the renderings that came out with the Albina District transformation yesterday?
No, I did not see
that. Ooh, look that bad boy up, man. Okay. They released it online, and I saw it yesterday afternoon. I was perusing the internet, and I saw the renderings where the stacks currently are, right? Over there by the kind of the Moda Center. Holy cow. I know we love to talk about renderings more so than have any nice things in our lives in this
dude,
city.
Dude, I love a good rendering. Who
but
doesn't?
If you look at these renderings,
that looks awesome.
Dude, if they could make that happen.
Oh, my God.
I heard the speech by the Columbia guy. He was at the at one of the Kotech press conferences, mm-hmm. and he was talking about businesses and how tough this is. And, you know, he doesn't want to take his business out of Portland, but he might be forced to because of tax code stuff. They're not very kind to businesses. And I know I know some people in my lives that are also running businesses. And I've always asked them because I've just been unaware of it. And they tell me, and I'm like, that sounds like a disaster.
Yeah, I don't want to deal with that. That sounds like a pain in the butt.
So we have a lot to do from a policy standpoint because we should be pro-business.
Yeah, aren't we lowering taxes? Didn't we hear that? Isn't that happening?
Well, I'm just saying, like, I think there are ways we need to be inching forward to make everything better for ourselves. And this is a little win of, like, if they actually build it up and it looks like that.
Yeah, it's a huge win.
Like, those are things that they just make you feel good. And sometimes feeling good changes the feel of everything.
Yeah.
And so I saw those yesterday. We know that Phil Knight put a lot of money as a, you know, one of those donations. I really hope they can follow through and this really does get built up that way. Forgive me for not believing that it's going to happen 100%.
Yeah, we're a little skeptical. We don't get nice things in this city.
But, man, those renderings, I thought they landed really well with me. And if you can just make any part of that section of town,
yeah.
You want to just go hang out there to hang out there, I'm all in.
Yeah, agreed completely.
All righty, next up. Shut up, douche.
Oh, hey, this one's mine. This guy, let me tell you about this guy.
You got more Lane Kiffin stuff?
Let me tell you about this guy. This is not a Lane Kiffin thing. Although one of these guys, the guy I'm talking about was politicking for Lane Kiffin. I think Kirk Herbstreit is still great as the main college football analyst. I think he does an awesome job.
Radio show.
The Amazon stuff's still weird to me. I don't think he's as good as at the NFL. He's also not as energetic in the NFL. I sense a different Kirk Herbstreit on Thursday nights than I do Saturday nights. I don't know if you guys sense the same thing.
I think his energy goes to the broadcast partner in which he's doing a game with.
Totally fair.
Fowler, a lot of
totally
energy.
Fair. Al Michaels not eating veggies, falling asleep.
A little bit.
So I saw this. I got. Now, when you're on social media, sometimes you could get got by a butt crack sports or somebody saying Abdul Carter was watching porn. And you're like, wait, what? Like, that happens from time to time. Kirk Herbstreit got me. Now, after the Iron Bowl was over, what did he and Fowler spend time doing? Politicking for Texas to make the college football playoff. They're 9-3. And what's the big argument about Texas making it? Well, one of their losses was to Ohio State.
They scheduled a game.
And if we don't put them in the playoff, everybody's going to cancel their future games. Why would anybody play anybody at a conference? Then 2 days ago, I got by Kirk Herbstreit spreading fake news on social media because there's a tweet from Alabama football saying future scheduling changes with a link to go click. And I thought, uh-oh, Are we? Is this like legitimately the beginning of teams saying, hey, big game here, big game there, we're not going to play it because there's no point in playing it? Kirk Herbstreit sends out a tweet, get ready to see this happen all over the sport. If it's only about how many wins you have and not about who you're playing and when you're playing, you're going to see every AD make these same moves, kiss meaningful non-conference games in late August and early September goodbye, cupcakes moving forward till teams get ready for conference play. And I thought, oh my God, what game did Alabama cancel and move? Because they got some pretty heavy hitter games in their future non-conference schedule. You ready for this one? They're scheduled to play South Florida, and they move the game to 2032 from 2026.
Does he know that? Or
was the scheduling change? He clearly doesn't, because he saw the tweet and thought they must have canceled a big game and just quote tweeted it and said, oh my God, the death of big non-conference games. It legitimately is them moving a South Florida game previously scheduled for next year.
Yeah.
They have moved it to 2032. That's it. That's it. That's all they got. That's all they got.
I don't like saying too many things on the airwaves. I've said enough. Something has happened. There's like, you can find Reddit posts on this. What has happened to this network? And he's kind of one of the examples I'd point to of like, something internally has happened there where they just have to constantly.
What are we doing here? Like, if this ends up becoming a trend, I think it's something we can legitimately debate about. Man, this is not good for the sport, and we're actually getting teams that start canceling games. Yeah. This is a guy who didn't read it and clicked it, and then because he's such a powerful voice in the sport, I thought the same thing. Oh my God, what did Alabama do?
Which one of them was it on the dais that basically was telling Washington State and Oregon State to shut up about?
That was McAfee,
right? And that's Oregon State, Washington State, right? Like, yeah, the flag still waves, but those fan bases aren't big.
And they hate him. Every time we bring up McAfee, there are comments from Cougar and Bee fans, and I don't blame you one bit.
How are some of the SEC fans going to start reacting if they keep politicking for the shared agent guy?
Right.
Because I bet Ole Miss isn't very fond of it right now.
Of everything they said on game day last weekend.
You can alienate Oregon State and Washington State fans with, you know, little comments of shut up as if like it wasn't a big deal. Fine. But you do a whole show where you're telling Ole Miss to basically get over your feelings and let him coach as if he's not coaching in the same conference and wanting to take the same players.
Come on.
It's not landing sometimes with some of the comments.
Still think he's great calling the prime game, or not the prime game because that's tonight, but the prime time Saturday night game. I think he's great at that, but this kind of stuff is driving me nuts.
The sport where draws matter. This is mine.
Yeah. Give me the draws. When is it? When's it going down?
There's tomorrow, 9 a.m.
Okay.
On Fox.
Now, we're automatically in, right, because we're hosting?
We are hosting. Canada, Mexico, United States, all in the World Cup draw. They will be in pot one.
Okay.
So the whole, if you've never seen.
Tell them who's hosting the
I've
event.
Never seen it, yeah.
Okay. So the
Ryan
host,
Seacrest. Tell me it's Ryan
you're
Seacrest.
Not far off.
No. Simon Cowell.
No.
Kevin Hart and Heidi Klum. Are your hosts? Yeah. Along.
What?
It's a whole. If you've never seen a FIFA,
I mean, I get that it's pretty. Yeah.
No, this is. It will go on Heidi for Klum. Two or three hours. This is international. This is to the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're doing it at the Kennedy Center in Washington D.C. Don't know if the first hairdo will be there or not.
Is it still called the Kennedy Center?
Huh? I believe so.
Okay.
I don't think he can. He has
the RFK Center.
Oh, the RFK Center.
Yeah.
Okay. 9 a.m.
I'm just kidding.
Now, so you basically have, and this is the first year, there's 48 teams in the World Cup draw. They expanded it. So you have your four groups, so pot one, two, three, and four.
Sure.
And then you have one, two, three, four, five, 12 countries, teams in each one of those pots. And this is where they draw to find out what group you're in, who your match is set up with. And it's a whole theatrical.
How long does this go on for?
Probably 2 to 3 hours.
Wow. Now, are we rooting?
Andrea Bocelli is going to have a singing performance at some point in this. And at the very end, who's ever left in the original Village People is singing YMCA, which
I did
is,
see that.
Which
what?
Is Yes.
Are they? How many of them are alive?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know how many members, but
well, they remember they sued
for
Trump
those of
for
us
using
that
the
owned
song.
A 45, a 45 of YMCA back in the day in our youth.
Jumpman.
Yeah, so they sued him.
Did they ever have any other hits, or was that it?
In the Navy.
In the Navy.
Oh yeah.
So much more fun.
Yeah.
In
good point.
Navy.
Good point.
But they ended up dropping the lawsuit. And then, like, showing up to his campaigns to sing the song because he actually generated way more plays.
Oh, I'd imagine it made him a lot of money.
Of the song, so they made more money, so they just leaned into it.
YMCA had kind of died off.
I think it was a die-off.
Not a sporting
event.
When was the last time you heard YMCA at a sporting event?
When I was at a sporting event.
What sporting event?
You know, that event.
Name an event that you heard YMCA at.
Blazer games.
What? Wow. Do they still play it? I haven't been to a Blazer game in like 3 years.
Really?
We yeah, it's been play a it at Hops games all the time.
Yeah. I think they still play it at most sporting events.
Do they? Okay.
Oregon State might go back to it at the end of the third quarter.
Is
we
that
need
your
something.
Raise the loaf. You do
we
YMCA,
need something, man.
Eli Manning's going to be a red carpet host.
No.
Kevin Hart, yeah, Heidi Klum, Kevin Hart, and Danny Ramirez.
I did enjoy seeing that all of they make so much damn money off this, and it's the most corrupt sporting event that exists in the world.
Yes.
While simultaneously, you cannot have a corporate sponsorship on your stadium for the World Cup. So I saw this. They're playing games in Dallas. They're putting grass out and playing. They can't call it AT&T Stadium.
So
they
Lumen have to call Field isn't Lumen Field.
No, they're just going to call it Dallas Stadium or Seattle Stadium. Whatever. They can't use the name of the stadium.
So then you have, so once you start selecting. So they have a big bowl, and they have kind of little fake Easter eggs that have the team names in them. So they have celebrities come up to get out of each different bowl. Tom Brady will be there.
Oh, God.
Shaquille O'Neal will be there.
God.
Aaron Judge will be there. Wayne Gretzky will be there.
Hmm. I got to be honest with you, probably not going to watch this.
We forgot about Macho Man, too.
Macho Man.
I just want to be a macho man. I apologize to the Village People. I didn't realize their cuts were so deep. I forgot. My bad.
Also, now, you acting like we don't hear the YMCA at sporting events anymore is preposterous.
All the time. I think you're like not paying attention.
You're not.
You're in the bathroom or getting a beer.
I don't go to
that
many sporting events.
All the time.
Oregon has not. I promise you in my life I have never heard YMCA played in
right
an Oregon football
Matt Kearney.
Game. They do not play YMCA. That does not happen. Minor league, maybe a Winterhawks game or a Hops game like that I
could
see.
Yeah, Winterhawks game. Hawks.
I don't think the Blazers play YMCA.
Dude, they definitely do.
Blazers season ticket holders, let me know. It's been a while since I've been to a game.
They definitely do.
Do they play YMCA? Okay.
So, if you don't care about the soccer and all the spectacle, but I ask you to watch how much production goes into this, how big of a deal it is. And as we want to solve the scheduling problem of college football, I offer you this. If you want to force Notre Dame to get in a conference, this is not for the likes of Oregon State and Washington State. First of all, get your Power Four conferences to be 18 teams and have them. We just got done with the ACC-SEC basketball challenge. Just your non-conference games are against the other three conferences. Notre Dame will be forced to go into the ACC. You have two slots, I believe, in the SEC and the Big 12 to fill with however you do that. Hmm. But you have a draw like this. So when you finish, if you finish in the top six in your conference, then there's a rotation. So of the other three, you'll play a top six, a middle tier, and a bottom tier team from the other three, and you have a draw like this.
Oh, it'd be incredible
to set your non-conference schedule, and then come over the top the next day and either have a draft or an auction amongst all of the TV partners to bid or draft the non-conference TV schedules and set it up. And if you did this, I don't know, in April after spring football was done or whatever. How does that not solve many?
It'd be a ratings bonanza, and I would watch every second of it to find out who my team was going to play next year. I know that's for certain.
Great. We're in the group of death.
Yeah. Damn it! It would all. Some years it would break your way, and some years it wouldn't. Is there anybody, lastly, on this, and then we'll wrap up the Magic Hat here. Is there anybody we want to be grouped with? Who's, like, the weak link?
We are.
I mean, I know we suck.
We're one of the weak links.
Because you want to avoid the group of death, right?
Yeah.
Let me see.
How about not Argentina?
We want to avoid Argentina.
Brazil.
No, so Spain, Argentina, France, England, Brazil, Portugal, the Netherlands, Belgium, and Germany are all
like
the other
heavy hitters?
Top one teams.
Yeah. Okay.
So then you look to the one is.
Can we get like Japan? We could take them down, right?
Japan's in pot two.
Okay, we got them.
So you get one team each from pot two, pot three, and pot four.
Okay.
So pot three is where you want to be. you could get maybe a team that could catch you.
A little feisty.
Yeah. So like North Koreans. Norway is in pot three. No, North Korea is in pot two.
Yeah. North Korea's in it, huh?
Yeah. Well, there's 48 teams now. We're going down a bit. So yeah, 9 a.m. on Fox. Right. It'll start while we're on the air tomorrow.
All right, we'll turn it on. There's nothing on
and
in the morning.
And if you've never seen it, much like if you've never seen, like, European world champion darts.
Is it like the announcement of the Hunger Games? You got those two plastic people on stage. And let's take a look at Billy, who died yesterday.
Oh, Billy, damn it.
It's quite a production.
All right, there you go. World Cup draw happening tomorrow. It's right around the corner this summer. Magic Hat, well done. Always a few leftovers. We'll see if we want to keep them around. I want to get to a couple of college football tidbits, and then we'll close up at the end of the show with Thursday Night Football. Should be a doozy tonight. We're back after this.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I'm going to save the segment on this trend being hopeful. We'll kick to that too tomorrow. Oregon recruiting folks who are curious, Kendra Harrison, the tight end, has signed. Some have him as the number one tight end in the country.
Okay.
Very excited about him. Backstory on him, too. He's going to play hoops.
A two-sport guy.
Julius Peppers. Julius Peppers, thank
you. Donovan McNabb.
He's 6'7", 250, tight end.
I love me.
A freak. He's going to play both sports at Oregon.
We don't really, I mean, I'm sure we have it somewhere that I don't know because I don't follow college basketball like that anymore. I used to love when you'd once in a while get the two-sport
guy. Those guys were great.
Like baseball, so football is a little easier, you know what I mean?
That's happened. Jameis Winston did that at Florida State. I know Adley, touche.
We have examples.
Kyler Murray, I think, did it, right?
Yeah, I think Kyler tried to do it, but like... I really like when we get the basketball football guy.
It's a hell of a combination, man. They're just waiting on Jalen Lott and then potentially Chris Henry Jr. Those are the last two dominoes to fall. Everybody else in their class is signed. I saw this, and I'm curious if we agree or if you guys agree, because you're a little less biased than I am. So the odds, this is according to BetMGM. So everybody's got slightly different odds, but I imagine at this point they're pretty universal.
Sure.
Of the teams that are in the legitimate playoff mix, where do you think Oregon ranks in odds to win the national championship? How many teams have better odds than them to win the national title?
I think the Ducks are fifth.
You think they're fifth? You think they're third?
No.
Or you think three teams have?
I think three teams. So fourth.
Fourth?
Yeah, I think they're fourth.
And you think fifth, maybe one more down? According to BetMGM, they have the eighth best odds to win the national championship. The teams that are ahead of them. Okay. Well, I guess I shouldn't say ahead. Alabama's technically tied.
Alabama's, we agree with them.
So Alabama and Oregon are plus 1,500. So you're tied for seventh.
Take Alabama out of there. Okay.
The list of teams that have better odds than you. Texas Tech is plus 1,200.
I don't agree with it.
Texas A&M plus 1,000.
Don't agree with it.
Notre Dame plus 900. And they might not even get in the damn dance.
Don't agree with it.
Georgia plus 900.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Indiana plus 450.
They beat you already, but yeah.
Yeah.
And Ohio State plus 175.
I only have three there that I agree with. A&M. Excuse me.
Yeah, the A&M one's funny A&M's to me. What are we doing there?
It's not like they
Texas
can't,
Tech,
right?
But I can see.
Texas Tech, right, depending on the pass rush. But I also think Texas Tech's offense, it can be weird. And I think your defense is playing at elite level. Even if LaPoy is finally announced, both coordinators are going to stay. So, yeah, man, that's
the only team in the picture with worse odds than Oregon are Ole Miss plus 2,000, Oklahoma plus 4,000. They're locks to get in. And then you have Miami or Utah, which I don't even know why Utah would be on
there. Can you explain the Notre Dame one to me?
Maybe it's just a cowboy thing, like people bet on Notre Dame, so that could be part of it.
Okay. It's just popularity.
Yeah. All right. Because I don't know if Notre Dame even gets in.
If they put Notre Dame where the Ducks are, people would snap it up, and they have a liability on the books. That's more of a gambling thing.
By the way,
to protect yourself, yeah.
Bit of a football breaking news, and I only say this because it applies locally. How about a kudos to Nashawn Wright, just named NFC Defensive Player of the Month?
Yeah, we were just talking about that during the break while you were out.
That's an awesome thing to get.
Very, very cool, man. Very cool, and deserving as well. Let's wrap it up. Thursday Night Football, we got a doozy on our hands. We'll close it up there next on The Fan. All right, welcome back in. One more to go for us, folks. Well, on the show and for the week, tomorrow, Friday, Football Friday. Happy Football Friday Eve, everybody.
It's flown right by.
It went quick this week.
Today was fun, and the week was fun.
It did, man. Lots going on.
Did you reach out to Pate? You text Pate?
I did text Pate. I have not heard back.
Okay. You just want to make sure you sent one.
Yes.
I would like to remind people, tomorrow, the new head coach of your Oregon State Beavers will be on the show at 6:30 a.m. Jamarcus Shepherd will be joining us at 6:30, assumingly live from Atlanta, ahead of the SEC title game.
I could see him still being in Alabama. Because
Maybe they go day before the game. That's true. There.
Yeah,
and it's morning. That's a good point.
Well, the only thing would be is if there's, because it's the SEC championship game, there may be media obligations or something.
Yeah,
I don't know
they
how
they might
that works,
treat
yeah.
it a little bit like a bowl game.
Maybe walk through the stadium too.
Something like that.
Through.
So yeah. we'll see.
He'll join us, and we'll try to bring back some of the stuff we enjoy probably later in the show for people that can't get up early and catch the interview.
Very excited to talk to him, man. He has had an awesome week. Their signing day went great yesterday. Flipping a 4-star wide receiver, talking about playing for Shepherd and how big of a deal that was. Flipping a kid from Ole Miss, like, they're going to have an opportunity here, man. Like, that new conference is going to be up for grabs. There's not, like, Boise State is the probably most long-term successful going in, right?
They've been
like,
the most been
steady
consistent
Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
Boise
over the
State
years,
fell off a little bit this year after Genty left. They were 8-4. They got smoked by South Florida. Like, let's not sit here and act like Boise State was a wagon this year. So, like, there's an opportunity there. I don't know how they're going to be able to turn it around that quickly and who their quarterback's going to be. A lot of questions to get to.
Sure.
But there's an opportunity there that I think if I'm a Beaver fan right now, I'm a little excited for the first time in
3 years.
Since the last time you were excited?
Jonathan's going into his last year.
Yeah.
You know,
since going into the Washington game, probably where you're have a chance to beat the Huskies and
you're top 12 in the country.
Yeah, that was a big deal.
That was a big deal. I saw this from Harlan and Zenitz, both reporting that they're expected to hire Baylor D-line coach Anoke Brechterfield.
Yes, I believe he was a former player, if I'm not wrong.
Years ago.
Years and years ago.
Former Beef.
Yeah. Former Beef coming back to the fold.
So they're going
to
continue to fill out the staff. Really good stuff from the 4-star receiver. I saw his interview. Basically, like, I had no idea he was going to sign here 24 hours ago, and then everything kind of opened up. And
Shepherd called, and he loved him.
Yep,
and
said his relationship was a really big factor in all of this. And I'm with you. I don't know how good they can be in the first year turnaround. I think a lot of that depends on the portal hit, how young or experienced your quarterback is, how he fits, all that, right? But, you know, Boise, I have a lot of respect for Boise. I don't know how much longer Dan Mullen's going to be at UNLV.
Yeah, could be a short-term solution for him. They were 10-2 this year. They might win the conference this weekend.
Like, look around the rest of that conference landscape. Like, Washington State, you give them, I guess, some benefit, but
you guys got their number a little bit. I know last weekend didn't go well for you, but
how
you
long
won the
does
first
it take
two.
Jim Mora Jr. to get a to goal Colorado,
Colorado
State.
State. Yep. Yep.
What's going on at Fresno? I don't even know what's going on at Fresno State.
Exactly.
Isn't it what's his face?
Sure.
What's his face? I mean, you got to watch out for what's his thing that he does, but what's his face? Yeah. Pretty good coach.
I did see Dan Mullen. I was going to pull audio for tomorrow, but he basically was just like making a mockery of college football. He's like, this is a joke.
This is stupid.
He goes, we don't have rivalries anymore. And he actually used your team. He goes, Oregon's playing Rutgers. Is that a big game for people?
No, Dan, it's not. No, it's not.
Because he was talking about the lane thing. Yeah. And he's like, this window is so stupid. And he goes, I'll just be up front and tell you guys, when I was the OC at Florida, I was the OC at Florida from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., and then from 6 p.m. till 6 a.m., I was the head coach at Mississippi State.
Yeah.
And I cared more about the Mississippi State stuff than I did the Florida stuff, so you think we're just preparing for games, we're really getting ready for our coaching opportunity.
Yeah.
And he goes, all of this is ridiculous, and it's stupid, none of it makes sense, and that's when he dropped the, Oregon, Rutgers, a big game for you guys? It's like, no.
Of all the teams in the Big Ten we cannot play, Rutgers and Maryland near the top of my list of, can we just cancel all those future conference games? Because nobody wants to play either of them. Thursday night football tonight, I've given the numbers a couple of times, but I'm with you in agreement. It is a elimination game for the two sides with a win tonight. So the game is Dallas is on the road in Detroit, and they've won three in a row. They're trending in the right direction. Mm-hmm. If they are to win tonight, the Cowboys have a 35% chance to make the playoffs. If they lose, an 8% chance to make the playoffs. The Lions, if they win, 57% chance to make it. If they lose, 23% chance to make it. Who do we like tonight? We going Cowboys?
I actually like the Cowboys in this one.
God, I feel like we're making a mistake.
Detroit's got to do something different on defense.
Are we going to laugh at ourselves tomorrow when the Lions win by 10?
It's possible.
I'm not going to bet on the game. I'm going to bet the over of the game.
That's
just because I think there's going to be a lot of points
here. There should be a lot of points. That's probably the safest bet.
You can't fool me. Fool me wrong, shame on you. What's the old Bush line? Like, I can't
fool me once,
shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you. Fool me, can't get fooled again. Yeah. I'm not going to get fooled again. I bet on the Lions for 2 weeks in a row, and they have made me feel like an idiot. I'm not doing it again tonight. My gut still tells me that they're going to win this game because it's the Lions, and they're more trustworthy than the Cowboys.
Sure.
But I'm not gambling on it. Give me the over tonight. But I can't wait to watch it. It should be a lot of fun.
I think it's shame on you.
Shame on you.
And then if you get fooled again, shame on me.
And then it's shame on...
Can't get fooled
again. Can't get fooled again. Fool me. Kick a food again. All-time quote. Thanks so much for being a part of our Thursday, everybody. If you missed any of the show, go check the podcast, 1051thefan.com. Thanks for watching on YouTube. Like the video, subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so yet. I think we're north of 7,000 subscribers. Hey, let's get that thing to 8. What are we doing? Come on, people. Go subscribe. Great content there day in and day out. Tomorrow, again, Jamarcus Shepherd, the new head coach at Oregon State, will join us bright and early at 6:30, and we'll bring some of that audio back for the later morning crowd, and it will be a Football Friday. And Shahan Jayaraja, potentially, maybe. We'll see. TBD. It'll be a heavy college football show and NFL show. It'll be a Football Friday. We will talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. The firm of Harrison Marang is next. Listen to 105.1 FM The Fan.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.